Okay, I'm just going to fire away with this one. Welcome to Make a Habit Motivation Anchor Daily Audio Podcast. So what else would it be anyway? It's on a podcast, it's an audio, isn't it? But you know what? I'm new to this. It's like a caveman first discovering fire for me. I've been procrastinating. I've had this app on my phone for a little while, longer than I actually anticipated. And I'm so excited to be on this platform. More than you probably realize, or maybe you could tell by my voice and how I sound, actually. But you know what? I've been doing like daily Make a Habit motivational videos for the last 5 months. I've been back for a year. I just turned 36, 20th of March 2018. Earth Strong, the day that I was born into this world. And my main goal is to help millions to find their true potential, true hidden potential, and your purpose in life. Your hidden potential. You have deep reservoirs, you know, like Eric Thomas says, you have deep reservoirs of, you know, of talent. And I'm not even sure if it's Eric Thomas. I listen to so many different motivational speakers. I'm going to throw a few out there. Les Brown, L. Nightingale, you know, these are the people that I listen to on a day-to-day basis regularly. Will Smith, another one, you know. So that's it for now. I'll keep on keeping you informed on who I listen to, when I listen to them, and what their message was, and how I interact. And so, yeah, like I said, interact with, like when I say interact with, I mean interacting with the audience, interacting with you. And it's only right that I actually shout out, not anyone particularly in names, but I just shout out to everyone that subscribed, liked, shared, commented, got at me, told me to keep doing it, just absolutely kept on telling me to do it. And I might, you know, I'm going to actually mention one person, individual person, and that's DJ Miltray, the UK award-winning motivational speaker. You know, he reached out by DM. Don't know why he didn't do it publicly, bruv, but it's all good, it's all love, because I shared it publicly, because I was kind of like, what? Because, you know, it's one of those times when you feel like you're not really reaching the public, you're not getting the audience that you really feel that you're reaching, and you're not getting the numbers, you're not getting the views. Don't stop. Just keep pushing. Just keep doing what you do. Because obviously for some people, they'll be like, okay, he's only been doing it for 5 months, so he's not going to stay consistent. He ain't going to be continuously doing it every single day. But guess what? I've continuously done Make a Habit Motivation. From when I've done it, started 5 months ago, I've continuously put videos out, podcasts out, and we've launched our clothing. Make a Habit clothing is hair. It's kind of on the backwards kind of thing, because really it was supposed to be the clothing first, the brand, then the motivational movement. But some things don't happen according to how you want it to happen in life, and you have to watch YouTube video Mind Behind the Brand, and you'll get to understand exactly what I'm talking about. So you need to continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out your bad habits one by one, and stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe it's an achievement. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. I'm going to leave it on this note for now, but look forward to seeing loads of podcasts from me on a regular basis. I'm actually looking to do it daily, and why not? If this platform's here, why not use it? So therefore, thank you, and I'm out for now. Much pleasure in hearing your comments. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Make a Habit Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules, the one and only, and I am back again. Or as my brother likes to say, Levi, back again, back again, back again. But you know what? I am just like astonished to find out that basically it took up till now to for life with the well, this is a youth podcast really, well, for anyone. But the thing is, it really upsets me to see the fact that it's taken how many deaths until we got to this point right now, that a few people, great people, don't get it twisted or misunderstood, is actually looking to work together and hopefully get government backing. But we shouldn't have to rely on government backing. I mean, I know some people will disagree, but at the same time, what if the government doesn't back what you chose to do? Or if they want to have a certain, like, way, agenda, hidden agenda that they're not even sharing with you. I honestly believe that we have the people, and the people have power, and we have power in what we do. And if we all join together in force, we can make the streets a much better place. That's where I stand at the moment. And I do believe all lives matter. even though I've seen a comment just recently on my YouTube where the person said they don't believe all lives matter, they're not agreeing with that statement of mine, but that's fine because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But what I will say is that they did say that they do want to get the youth off the street. So you know what, I'm sure, and I know definitely, we all have one thing in common, is that we don't want to be hearing this and seeing this happening within our streets, our neighbourhoods, suburbs, ghettos, wherever we are in London and around the UK. This is not what should be. We shouldn't be having to deal with this. We shouldn't have, young people shouldn't be dying on the street like how they are at the moment, and something has to be done. Therefore, we need to step up. You need to do more, be more. Okay, I took a pause right about there just to listen to what I've already recorded and then just continue on. Because I'm new to this, and for those of you that are new, leave a comment, you know, and let me know what you think of this actual audio. It's something new to me, putting a phone to my ear and talking and not realising whether it's recording or not. It's going to take a little while to get used to, but at the moment it seems to be going perfectly fine. And what I would like to say, like I'm asking for permission. The thing is, like, whenever you choose to do something in life, you need to be certainly sure that's what you want to do. You need to be 100% scrap that. You need to be 110% that's what you want to do. Because surely, that there's going to be someone. I sound like I've got like a lisp or something. No, honestly, there's going to be someone out there. There's going to be many more people out there, actually, depending on what you choose to do. And for me, being a motivational speaker, I get it all the time. Anything I do, if it's not exactly perfect, which we're not perfect in the first place, so what the hell are you talking about? But the thing is, like, funny enough, I've had quite a few people unfriend me on Facebook, get really upset with me when I leave a comment that doesn't sound so motivational, but I am only human. But you know what upsets me even more is when people that is your family and friends are constantly slagging you and slating you and cussing you and hating you and being disrespectful and doing it in the public eye, whether it's in person around a whole crowd of people. But the worst is yet is online media. And imagine what young people go through. My uncle now and again used to jump on my post and be just really dislike how he's always been, you know, very negative in the same way, thinks it's funny, and he'll jump on and say something really unappreciative. Like he'll be like, I'll be like, oh yeah, people, who wants to listen to it? Who misses an Make a Habit audio, you know, live? I'm going to be going live soon. And he'll be like, no one wants to listen to you. You know, and I don't know what his hidden agenda is, but the fact is, like, it's not really coming down really well. And I had a little conversation with a gentleman called Lawrence McNair. And usually when I talk to anyone, and for those of you who've spoken to me, usually you find that you're getting coached by me. Not intentionally, it's just my nature. When you are of something, then it happens to shine through. The more and more you talk to someone or you're around them, you start to see what they really are about. So therefore, I'm talking to this guy and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to be coaching him. And he coaches me, and in an indirect kind of way. It wasn't planned. It wasn't paid for. It was just us just talking and connecting. You know, this is how we do, entrepreneurs do, or at least how I do and how a selected few do when we talk. But the point is that he said to me, like, you know, you're giving him power by allowing him to be on your page and to say these things to you, and you don't do nothing about it. Why are you allowing this to happen? But for me, it was like, we always make an excuse for certain things in life, and I was like, well, I'm just planning ahead for the media, the negative media that I'm going to get. But how do I know I'm actually going to get negative media? I'm automatically assuming that I'm going to be bombarded with negative media and trolls, because this is what happened when I first started in 2013, when I found my purpose. A lot of people weren't quite happy with what I was doing for what it appeared to be, because of the fact I was supporting unsigned talent, and I completely stopped. And we were doing such a big movement within Jewel Star Fire TV that we were getting people on radio, we were getting them signed contracts, we were getting them deals, not directly, but from what our part that we played, our role that we played before SBTV and Link Up TV. For those of you in the UK, and even now, people in America and around the world know of these two YouTube channels that have been very majorly successful. This is the reason why I'm mentioning them. SBTV being Jamal. And, for those of you with Link Up TV, I'm not too sure who the founders are. But anyway, the point is, it's not going off on a tangent. The point is that when you're doing something and you decide to change, trust me on this one. I'm going to say this straight and simple and keep this podcast as short and sweet as possible until I see what's happening with my audience and how you interact. And if you want to have more longer audios, I'm willing and happy to do so. But at the same time, if you do want to hear more of my content, you can go on my YouTube, you can go on my Facebook. YouTube hasn't got an actual, you'd have to get the link through my other link, my URLs that are available. Like on here, I've got my link on my Anchor that will link you through to my other actual social media platforms that I'm on. So for Facebook, it's facebook.com Andrew J. Jules. And pretty much everywhere else is Andrew J. Jules. Instagram, same thing. SoundCloud, same thing. You know, but what I will say to you right now, whatever you decide to do, when you change, people are not going to like what you... There's going to be a few people that's not going to like it when you change. Just put it that way. They're not going to like it for various reasons, but you need to understand that in order to be the change that you would like to see in the world, you need to first start with yourself and focus on you. Not try and change. Don't focus on anybody else. Just focus on what's necessary and make sure that you know that, yes, I need to change. In order, when I change, other people will change around me and the world evolve around me much differently. And the moral of the story is that no matter what you do, no matter how nice you are, you're always going to have someone out there that's not going to like what you're doing, is not going to like anything about you. And that's just life. Not everybody likes everybody. And a good way of deciding, the thing is, like, for human beings ourselves, we're never satisfied. So just put it that way. If you ever feel, oh, someone doesn't like me or not enough people like me, just think of this. We are never satisfied. And I'm going to give you a few reasons. Religion, man-made, all more or less have the similar concept. There's what? There's good and evil. There's a higher power up in the sky or down below, whichever one it may be. And the other one is that if you look around you, just in your surroundings right now, whether you've got nothing in front of you, you still would have clothing on you or surrounding a building around you. And every building is made differently. Every building has different bricks in it. And every single product is a brand behind it. And not all the brands, all the products are just from one brand. So there you go. People are never satisfied and always see and feel that they can do better. So if you ever feel you're in a situation where you've been bullied, you know, whether it's in work, school, you know, at home, just remember this now. If you give people power, and if you allow empower people with their negativity, it will continuously happen. But if you do not allow them to get to you, and you know that you don't like the environment you're in, just pitch yourself out of the environment. Don't continuously roll the same video, same trailer of the same incidences in your life that's happening on every single day, what it may be. You know, what you need to do is put a pause on that and start playing a new trailer of how you really want your life to be. I don't even know why I'm using the word trailer. It could be anything you want. A new audio recording, a new podcast, a new chapter in your life is what usually people say, you know. But or end of the day, only you can make that decision. If you're happy in your environment, then you'll stay in your environment. But if you're not, get your mind right, get your mindset right, get your mind out of the environment first, because that's how it starts. Everything that's happened in life has been created in the mind first before it became a reality. And that's all I'm going to leave you with right now. So you need to continue to make a habit out your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. Make sure that you get involved with the Don't Let the Streets Control You project. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, this Google Don't Let the Streets Control You, or even Google Make a Habit, one word, make a habit. Or even my name, Andrew J. Jules, and surely, I'm pretty sure that you will find on that page that it will pop up. It's a GoFundMe.com anyway, so GoFundMe.com/makeahabit and donate what you can. Yesterday, we got our first donation, you know, and I've spoken to the donator straight away. I don't actually particularly know him, but, you know, connected with him on Facebook is where I left the actual art page. And that's it. That's where I left the link to the page, correction. Thank you. Make sure you follow, clap, audio. I don't really know what else to say, but I'll speak to you again soon. And now I'll be regularly doing this anyway. So thank you. And make sure you subscribe or follow or however this thing works. Bye. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Make It Happen Motivation. allow yourself to be lost in a job, a business, a brand, a relationship, because it's so easily done. We're going through our lives and we sometimes occasionally forget who we are and why we're doing what we're doing, you know, and that's one thing that we should never do. And I'm not one to tell you what to do, but it's something that I really do advise for you not to do. Because when you've lost yourself, you've lost everything, you've lost hope, you've lost who you are, you've lost your identity. That could be something that takes a, well, it's not even something that takes a while, it's something that will eventually take a while for you to get back, because everyone's different in life, you know. And the thing what I find the most annoying is that when you go into a job, they want you to do what they want you. They want you to listen to their policies and procedures. They treat you in, not all jobs, but they treat you in such a way that they want you to forget about your identity and who you are. And that is like, for example, if you have hair, if your hair is dreaded, they want you to cut your hair or keep it tidy. If you've got tattoos, they want you to cover your tattoos. If you've got piercings in certain places, they want you to not have those piercings in certain places. And the reason being is because of branding, right? But I really believe that you should be who you are because you are unique. And no one should tell you how you should present yourself. So therefore, don't belittle yourself, put yourself down in order to fit into social status quo or to fit into a business, a job, a brand. And if you ever decide to be in network marketing or run someone else's, or be part of someone else's business, in a sense that's the same thing anyway, always remember what your why is, and never forget what your dream was. Don't allow whatever you choose to do, whether you, like I said at the start of this podcast, whether you choose to be in a relationship, or the relationship you choose to be in, or a family is something that you cannot prevent, but don't allow these things to become a hindrance, to overshadow what you are as a person, as well as if you go into a business, a job, you know, or you have friends, don't make them become something that's bigger than you, because you are unique. From the moment you was born into this world, you changed the world. So never forget that. It's so sad to see how things in society can damage you without you even realizing. When I say damage you, I'm talking about mentally damage you, because that's the first actually thing that really makes an impact, is when it's mentally damaging you. I mean, you could fall down, hurt yourself, break a leg, lose a limb, but it's not affecting you can still be the same person. But if it's mentally affecting you, that's an issue. And everyone talks about mental illness in such a taboo kind of way, but everyone's mentally ill. It's just the way you manage it, you know. And when I say mentally ill, there's so much things that people's going through your mind right about now. As you listen to this podcast, or even when you saw me send it to you, or you may have seen it in Apple, iTunes, you know, Spotify, you know, the many different ways that we can distribute on social media now. There's so many different platforms. It gets a bit overwhelming for some people. Some people go out of their way to do certain things to be on every single platform. But what I will say to you right now is always remember what your why is. Don't allow nothing to overshadow who you are, because you are a unique being. You are amazing. The fact that your hair is just a miracle in itself, because, you know, we sometimes forget how we're here, and even then, our biology, our DNA, and how the cells matched up in order for you to be even produced and come out of you and your mother to give birth to you, like, so many factors had to be correct in order for you to get into this world, in order for you to be born onto this earth plane, you know, into this earth, you know, into this world. You are so unique, you are so special. So why go out of your way to pay for surgery and to destroy the person that you are on the outside, because you feel that you don't fit into society and you need to tick the boxes? Don't allow that to be. Now, thank you for listening to this audio podcast. And just remember, don't allow anything to overshadow who you are. That is the main thing for this audio right now. You know, and continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out your bad habits one by one, and stay positive, productive and patient, and believe, vision, achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed and confident, and make a habit in God. And make sure you subscribe, you like, you share and connect with me on all social media platforms. I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook, up on Minds. The links are all there within my profile. So if you just click on the link in my profile, and you can connect with me on all platforms. And if you like what you're hearing and you want to know more, or you want to be a part of my team, just reach out to me. And also, most importantly, feedback is so essential in life, and it's so important. Constructive, negative, positive feedback, any feedback, all feedback is always appreciated by me, myself, and I really do appreciate it, so thank you. And if I sound a bit different, it's because I'm in a different environment. But I'm just testing out this podcast and seeing how it works. But I'm out for now. I'll see you again real soon. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Make a Habit Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules, the one and only. And I am back again. Or as my brother likes to say, Levi, back again, back again, back again. But you know what? I am just like astonished to find out that basically it took up till now to for life. This is a youth podcast, really. Well, for anyone. But the thing is, it really upsets me to see the fact that it's taken how many deaths until we got to this point right now that a few people, great people, don't get it twisted or misunderstood, is actually looking to work together and hopefully get government backing. But we shouldn't have to rely on government backing. I mean, I know some people will disagree, but at the same time, what if the government doesn't back what you chose to do? Or if they want to have a certain, like, way, agenda, hidden agenda that they're not even sharing with you. I honestly believe that we have the people, and the people have power, and we have power in what we do. And if we all join together in force, we can make the streets a much better place. That's where I stand at the moment. And I do believe all lives matter, even though I have seen a comment just recently on my YouTube where the person said they don't believe all lives matter. They're not agreeing with that statement of mine, but that's fine because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But what I will say is that they did say that they do want to get the youth off the street. So you know what? I'm sure. And I know definitely we all have some one thing in common, is that we don't want to be hearing this and seeing this happening within our streets, our neighborhoods, suburbs, ghettos, wherever we are in London and around the UK. This is not what should be. We shouldn't be having to deal with this. We shouldn't have, young people shouldn't be dying on the street like how they are at the moment. And something has to be done. Therefore, we need to step up. You need to do more, be more. Okay, I took a pause right about there just to listen to what I've already recorded and then just continue on. Because I'm new to this, and for those of you that are new, leave a comment, you know, and let me know what you think of this actual audio. It's something new to me, putting a phone to my ear and talking and not realizing whether it's recording or not. It's going to take a little while to get used to. But at the moment, it seems to be going perfectly fine. And what I would like to say, like I'm asking for permission. The thing is, like, whenever you choose to do something in life, you need to be certainly sure that's what you want to do. You need to be 100% scrap that. You need to be 110% that's what you want to do. Because surely, that it's going to be someone, there's going to be someone. I sound like I've got like a lisp or something. No, honestly, there's going to be someone out there. There's going to be many more people out there, actually, depending on what you choose to do. And for me, being a motivational speaker, I get it all the time. Anything I do, if it's not exactly perfect, which we're not perfect in the first place, so what the hell are you talking about? But the thing is, like, funny enough, I've had quite a few people unfriend me on Facebook, get really upset with me when I am like, I leave a comment that doesn't sound so motivational, but I am only human. But you know what upsets me even more is when people that is your family and friends are constantly slagging you and slating you and cussing you and hating you and being disrespectful and doing it in the public eye, whether it's in person around a whole crowd of people. But the worst is yet is online media. And imagine what young people go through. My uncle now and again used to jump on my post and be just really dislike how he's always been, you know, very negative in the same way, thinks it's funny, and he'll jump on and say something really unappreciative. Like he'll be like, I'll be like, oh yeah, people, who wants to listen to it? Who misses an Make a Habit audio, you know, live? I'm going to be going live soon. And he'll be like, no one wants to listen to you, you know. And I don't know what his hidden agenda is, but the fact is, like, it's not really coming down really well. And I had a little conversation with a gentleman called Lawrence McNair. And usually when I talk to anyone, and for those of you who've spoken to me, usually you find that you're getting coached by me. Not intentionally, it's just my nature. When you are of something, then it happens to shine through. The more and more you talk to someone or you're around them, you start to see what they really are about. So therefore, I'm talking to this guy and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to be coaching him. And he coaches me, and in an indirect kind of way. It wasn't planned. It wasn't paid for. It was just us just talking and connecting. You know, and this is how we do, entrepreneurs do, or at least how I do and how a selected few do when we talk. But the point is that he said to me, like, you know, you're giving him power by allowing him to be on your page and to say these things to you, and you don't do nothing about it. Why are you allowing this to happen? But for me, it was like, we always make an excuse for certain things in life. And I was like, well, I'm just planning ahead for the media, the negative media that I'm going to get. But how do I know I'm actually going to get negative media? I'm automatically assuming that I'm going to be bombarded with negative media and trolls, because this is what happened when I first started in 2013, when I found my purpose. A lot of people weren't quite happy with what I was doing for what it appeared to be, because of the fact I was supporting unsigned talent and I completely stopped. And we were doing such a big movement within Jewel Star Fire TV that we were getting people on radio, we were getting them signed contracts, we were getting them deals, not directly, but from what our part that we played, our role that we played before SBTV and Link Up TV. For those of you in the UK, and even now, people in America around the world know of these two YouTube channels that have been very majorly successful. This is the reason why I'm mentioning them. SBTV being Jamal. And, you know, and for those of you with Link Up TV, I'm not too sure who the founders are. But anyway, the point is, it's not go off on a tangent. The point is that we will, when you're doing something and you decide to change, trust me on this one. I'm going to say this straight and simple and keep this podcast as short and sweet as possible until I see what's happening with my audience and how you interact. And if you want to have more longer audios, I'm willing and happy to do so. But at the same time, if you do want to hear more of my content, you can go on my YouTube, you can go on my Facebook. YouTube hasn't got an actual... You'd have to get the link through my other link, my URLs that are available. Like on here, I've got my link on my Anchor that will link you through to my other actual social media platforms that I'm on. So for Facebook, it's facebook.com Andrew J. Jules. And pretty much everywhere else is Andrew J. Jules. Instagram, same thing. SoundCloud, same thing. You know, but what I will say to you right now, whatever you decide to do, when you change, people are not going to like what you... There's going to be a few people that's not going to like it when you change. Just put it that way. They're not going to like it for various reasons, but you need to understand that in order to be the change that you would like to see in the world, you need to first start with yourself and focus on you. Not try and change. Don't try. Don't attempt. Don't focus on anybody else. Just focus on what's necessary and make sure that you know that, yes, I need to change. In order, when I change, other people will change around me and the world evolve around me much differently. And the moral of the story is that no matter what you do, no matter how nice you are, you're always going to have someone out there that's not going to like what you're doing. It's not going to like anything about you. And that's just life. Not everybody likes everybody. And a good way of the thing is, like, for human beings ourselves, we're never satisfied. So just put it that way. If you ever feel, oh, someone doesn't like me or not enough people like me, just think of this. We are never satisfied. And I'm going to give a few reasons. Religion. Man-made. All more or less have the similar concept. There's what? There's good and evil. There's a higher power up in the sky or down below, whichever one it may be. And the other one is that if you look around you, just in your surroundings right now, whether you've got nothing in front of you, you still would have clothing on you or surrounding a building around you. And every building is made differently. Every building has different bricks in it. And every single product is a brand behind it. And not all the products are are just from one brand. So there you go. People are never satisfied and always see and feel that they can do better. So if you ever feel in you're in a situation where you've been bullied, you know, whether it's in work, school, you know, at home, just remember this now. If you give people power, and if you allow empower people with their negativity, it will continuously happen. But if you do not allow them to get to you, and you know that you don't like the environment you're in, just pitch yourself out of the environment. Don't continuously roll the same video, same trailer, or the same incidences in your life that's happening on every single day, whatever it may be. You know what you need to do is put a pause on that and start playing a new trailer of how you really want your life to be. And I don't even know why I'm using the word trailer. It could be anything you want. A new audio recording, a new podcast, a new chapter in your life is what usually people say, you know. But or end of the day, only you can make that decision. If you're happy in your environment, then you'll stay in your environment. But if you're not, get your mind right, get your mindset right, get your mind out of the environment first, because that's how it starts. Everything that's happened in life has been created in the mind first before it became a reality. And that's all I'm going to leave you with right now. So you need to continue to make a habit out your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. Make sure that you get involved with the Don't Let the Streets Control You project. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, this Google Don't Let the Streets Control You, or even Google Make a Habit, one word, Make a Habit, or even My Name Andrew J. Jules, and surely, I'm pretty sure that you will find on that page that it will pop up. It's a GoFundMe.com anyway, so GoFundMe.com/ Make a Habit and donate what you can. Yesterday we got our first donation, you know, and I've spoken to the donator straight away. I don't actually particularly know him, but, you know, connected with him on Facebook is where I left the actual art page. And that's it. That's where I left the link to the page, correction. Thank you. Make sure you follow, clap, audio. I don't really know what else to say, but I'll speak to you again soon. And no, I'll be regularly doing this anyway. So thank you. And make sure you subscribe or follow or however this thing works. Bye. Welcome to another edition of Make a Habit Mode. We've discussed the fact that it's so easy to get so distracted in what you're doing, what you're actually, your main goal is. And the funny thing is that, and the best way to describe it is that when you actually got a goal, it should be something you've never achieved before. People get so twisted and really get twisted. And even I have before, where I've set a goal as something that I've done before and I know how to get there. That's not a goal. A goal should be something that pushes you, that stretches you, that makes you like really use all your resources on how to get there. You don't know how you're going to get there, but you just know you have to get there. And you're not sure what's going to get you there, but you know this is what you want to achieve in your life. This is something that you really, truly desire and inspire and want to be there. And you can see it. And if you don't see it, then that's an issue in itself. Because I always say, believe, vision, achieve. From the moment I founded Make a Habit in 2013, I've always said, believe, vision, achieve. It's only recently that it's changed from being remember to be positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, achieve, and remember the three C's, being consistent, committed, and confident. Because you know what, once you have an affirmation and you keep on using it, the way I see it, it's like a prayer in itself. And we get so misconstrued on how to do things that we follow others and follow them into a dark hole, into a pit, and drop. Failure is not a bad thing, and failure is everything that we need in order to get to your goal. Now, Will Smith said it, and I know there's many others have said it. In fact, there's Les Brown that said it, there's Tony Adams that said it, there's Eric Thomas that said it, that failure is something that's inevitable. But failure is what brings us closer to our goal. The more you fail, then you can tick it off the list and say, hey, I've done that, I failed, let's do this differently. And the closer you get to your goal, the closer you get to your goal, then all that makes you become closer to your dream. What you truly want and desire in your life can be a reality, but you've got to be consistent, you've got to be committed, and you most certainly have to be confident. Because if you don't have these key ingredients, it will never happen. Tell me someone who's achieved their goal and wasn't confident. You have to be. And I don't mean confident in the sense of stepping in front of a video camera and getting filmed. I'm talking about confident in yourself. Confident in who you are as a person. Forget social media. Forget the platforms out there. I'm talking social media and the internet and all of that. This is talking about you. In fact, the most important thing for you to do in order for you to achieve your goal is unplug yourself from these things, very things. And when I say unplug yourself from social media, I'm talking about unplug yourself from everything around you and have each day, or at least a week, at some point in a day, where you actually have time for yourself. Where you actually have time for yourself. And the more I do these podcasts, I will reveal who I listen to, what I gain from them. Because there's some people I've listened to, and you know, it's just like everything in life. You've been through an experience, but you're not able to, at sometimes on the spot, accurately put down and say who you've been listening to, or what was your experience, or what did you eat at a certain on your 25th birthday, or when you was 5, where did you go, which park did you go to, you know, or what did you do, what color was the cake. You know, these are the things that we sort of like, memory wise it's just not there. But where I'm not going to go off on a tangent, the most important thing for you to do in order for you to achieve a goal, it's pen to paper. Start the year right. And if you've not started the year right, because we're already in March now, but who says we can't start the year right in March? Who says we can't start the year right now? In fact, get a pen and paper, write this down. Write down what your goal is. Write down a figure in your life that you want to achieve. And that don't have to be money figure. That could be just a weight figure. That could be any figure that you want it to be. But let's say, for example, say it's money. Put down on the paper, money that your income, your annual income that you would like to receive. Just put that down. But then write down next to it, what is it that's going to get you to be on that figure, that annual income that you want to achieve, that you actually want. Because you know what, in fact, a lot of us settle and we allow ourselves to not feel that we can achieve more. And not for those of you that think, hey, you're being materialistic, but in order for you to do more, be more, you need to have an income behind it to help others. Because really, the real reason why we're here on this earth is to help others. And a lot of people forget that and become selfish, twisted, bitter. And you see it from time to time with celebrities having breakdowns and acting a certain kind of way, you know. And that's because they're in the spotlight, why I'm even mentioning them, because you know, that's a major thing. It just shows you how your mental health and well-being is so important, and this is what's needed in order for you to achieve your goal. So it's all very well that you have a healthy mind. If your body ain't healthy, then your mind is just gonna not perform as great as it could be. So you need to have a healthy mind, a body and soul. And in order for you to do that, you need to eat healthy, you need to eat nutritious, you need to be using your body as a temple. And remember that everything you put in, you get back out. So at the same time you saying that, one thing I've not really heard so many times in the same sentence is the fact that as well as you put what you have, you put in, you need to be careful with the environment you're in as well. Be around the people that push you, that empower you rather than de-empower you. Or better yet, be around people that empower you, that see your vision, and they times it by 10. They want so much more from you, you know? They really do want so much more from you, you know? It's just not easy thing to find, in fact, you know? Sometimes in life, we go through certain things, we're around certain people, and we wonder why we're not achieving or excelling in life. Don't blame anyone but yourself for the reason why you are where you're at right now. All you can do right now is just focus on your goal, and that goal will pull you away from all the negativity, animosity and politics and bitterness and hatred and all kinds of bad vibes and energy that's going through your body right about now because of the environment that you're in or the people that you're around, you know. And what I will say, last but not least, is make sure you continue to make a habit out your great habits and knock out your bad habits one by one and stay positive, productive and patient and believe, vision, achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed and confident and make a habit in God. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and obviously on this platform, clap away. If you like a certain thing that you're hearing, just clap, let me know that you like it, and by all means, send me a voice note. Don't be shy, send me a voice note and let me know what you think of my audios. And if I like what I hear, I will add it, find a way, because I'm not too sure how to do it at the moment, but add it to my next podcast and I'll give you a shout out and let me know what you do. Thank you for listening, and you'll be shortly hearing from me again soon. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Make a Habit Motivation. It's Monday Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules. And you know what? I'm going to make a habit of doing a podcast every single day. Exactly the same way I put out a Make a Habit Motivational video, I'm going to do this audio podcast. So today, Monday. Oh my gosh, it's a Monday. People get so happy and start living the same kind of way. All right, for this video, we're going to talk about it being Don't Be a Clone. Now, since social media has come into play, like, how many years ago? Ain't even that long ago. If you think about back, it's about, what, 2010? Then it started, well, 2010, between 2010 and 2013 is when social media was on the up. But you know what? Imagine the times when there was no social media. Monday Motivation, no one really knew what that was. I personally didn't know there was a Monday Motivation. I didn't know there was a Throwback Thursday. I didn't know there was a TGFI Friday, you know, apart from TGI Fridays, whatever that restaurant, you know, that sells food that they put in a microwave and heat up for you, which a lot of the fast food chains, well, some restaurants do anyway. I want you to go back into the day, unplug yourself from social media. Unfortunately, that's kind of like a cliche because you're listening to me on this podcast right now, but if I wasn't able to do a podcast now and it was back in the day, I would be on radio. I miss the days of radio. Oh my gosh, who misses the days of radio? Oh, I grew up on pirate radio, Station FM, Choice FM. Oh my gosh, and there's some stations right now that weren't even like they're commercial now, but you know, back in the day, they was not. Like, and I'm thinking of a station, Rinse FM. And these are stations in the UK. I, as much as I don't like to admit it, I was born in the UK, even though I always say that I don't feel like I know the English way, the British way. I'm not even really too particularly sure on how that actually looks and what it is, because I don't feel that I am that. But anyway, I just want you to know that each and every day that you start your day, just have a moment of time for yourself. You may have children, you may have a husband, a wife, you may have busy lifestyle, but make sure you just have every single day. And it is possible, as much as people probably say it's not possible, just have a minute or two to yourself to just reflect on your life. And some people don't want to reflect on their life because they're not happy within their life as it is. So you'll just want to distract yourself away, play games, draw, listen to music, take alcohol, take drugs, eat yourself into a frenzy. But you know what? It's important to have some me time. And I'm not talking about an hour, a whole week, a whole day. I'm just talking about every single day finding some time to make a difference. Just some time to make a difference, you know, just some time to just have some time to yourself to think about things. You know, and it's so funny that everything that we do in life is just programmed and told us, and we're told how to do things. Where I'm doing this audio podcast right about now, and it's got a warning note telling me, heads up, listeners tend to prefer a short form of audio. Consider making your episodes out of a shorter segment. Can you imagine that? Now, for me, So yeah, so I've just been told basically longer segments cannot be turned into transcribed video. I don't even know what transcribed video is. I'm not going to play dumb. I actually don't know what that is. But what I will say to you right now, just for the fact that I need to continue getting, I need to put my video out, make sure that's uploaded onto YouTube and continue with my day, I will say to you right now, just leave a comment, like, share, subscribe, leave a comment, clap. Let me know what you like about this and record an audio for me to let me know what you think. Like, it's nice. This is how that human touch again, you know? And this is what I want from my listeners. I want you to reach out to me, to leave a voice note. I don't know what you look like. I just want to hear your voice. I want to know that there's some realness in the world still. That not everyone is Autobots just programmed to like and share and leave a comment and not put anything out there in the sense of like actually using your voice. You know, if you can speak, then leave your voice. Your words is powerful. Writing it down can be misleading, but actually leaving a comment, a verbal comment, is amazing. So thank you for listening. Continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe is achieved. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident and make a habit in God. Like, share, subscribe. And you know what? I've made a habit that I do videos every day, that I even told you this video. And funny enough, we can actually turn this into video if it was shorter. But you know what? Thank you for listening. Much appreciated. You know, and reach out to me. Connect. Well, my link is there. My Linktree link is there. And everything that I support and I'm about is in there. From my Minds to my WoW app to the opportunity of a lifetime to own a share of the traveling industry. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back again. All right. Welcome to another edition of Make a Habit Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules, and like I said to you already, I'm going to continue to make a habit to keep delivering these podcasts. You know, it's something new, it's so easy to do, and if you've, like me, want to get your voice out, get your opinion out, motivate, educate, inspire, or just be funny, or whatever you want to do with it, just by all means, go out and do what's necessary to do. You know what I really find that I see often happen, and even time to time I have to pull myself up on it. We plan stuff, but we plan to fail rather than plan to succeed. And where I'm going with this one is like, you already know what you want to achieve, but you're already planning to fail. So it's a strange one really, but the only way you can put it is that the less positiveness you have in your life, the more you're going to get sucked in that dark pit of failing. Like, and there's nothing wrong with failing, don't get it twisted, because don't get it misconstrued or misunderstood in any kind of way. Failing brings you to greatness, and that's something they never seem to teach in school when I was at school, you know, over 36 something years ago. Well, actually not so many years ago, actually would it be about 32, depending on when my mum put me in nursery school. But you know what, what I will say to you today on this motivational day, when every day should be a motivational day, is whether you're running late, whether things ain't going according to plan, don't allow it to affect your day. Just keep picturing and visualizing the day that you want, and you'll get the day. And even if things still don't go your way, don't let it get to you, because you know what? I said it before and I'm going to say it again. The more and more you allow things to get to you, it brings you down, it stops you from excelling in life, and sky's not the limit. We are limitless in what we are capable of doing. But from time to time, I don't mean to do it, but I have to do it. I have to shut off people that I'm able to shut off, because you're just coming in with the negativity, and I don't really want that in my life, and I wouldn't want to bring it to your life. Because don't you find it that people like to complain a lot, moan a lot? And we all do it, I do it as well, you know, within moderation, I hope so. But you know, we're only human at the end of the day. But at the same time, there's a few people out there that they say they're a certain thing, they categorize themselves as something, but it certainly ain't. And for me, it's all about getting on what needs to be done and lead by example and speak out what you want in the world to happen. Don't speak of what you don't want in your life. And you know what I'll last but not least say to you? Continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one, and stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe vision achieved. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. And I'll see you again with another Make a Habit edition.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Make Habit Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules, and today I was in the car and it said empty, and I'm thinking to myself, how many of us actually run on empty? You know, there's a lot of things that we need in life. It doesn't matter how strong you are physically or mentally, you still need to fuel your body on a regular basis. Now, the funniest thing is that a lot of us go through life and we don't actually take time out for ourselves. We don't refuel ourselves in regards to what we need. Like with regards to motivation, people be like, well, I don't really need to motivate myself every day. But you know what? If you know something's good for you and you know that you need it and it's a regular occurrence, you need it in your life, then why do you keep not having it on a regular basis? If you know you're going to benefit from it, and there's nothing wrong with motivation, it's going to empower you, motivate you, and inspire you, and encourage you to keep forward in what you're doing in your life. You know, a lot of people be like, well, I've listened already, I don't need to listen again, and you know, okay. You know, but at the same time, what I tend to say is like, oh, it's not just once you listen to my recordings or watch my video. You should continuously listen. If it worked for you and it kept a smile and it actually worked for you, you should make a habit to continuously do it. Because guess what? When you continuously make a habit to do something, you become a master at your craft. You know, jack of all trades, the master of none. And I really do agree with that. At one point in my life, I was doing everything under the sun. I was doing everything in 2013 before I found my purpose in life to help millions, you know, in regards to what I know, my knowledge, my insight, my experience in life. I was doing everything. I was doing radio broadcasting. I was designing flyers. I was managing artists. I was doing online media. I was doing it all. And I was working a job 9 to 5 and being a father, parent, you know. I was doing so much. Like, I probably missed out a few things. But the point is, I was doing a lot of stuff. And guess what? No point wanting to create an empire if you are just working on your own. And there's no point. If you really want to take things further in life and excel further, you need to have a team. You need to have a mastermind group. It's so valid. It's so important. It's so important. It's very, very, very important to actually have a team. And then regarding the whole thing, going back to running on empty, just make sure that you, I didn't even know that. So it's actually giving me tips. I'm still getting used to this, but you know what? Leave a clap, shout out, you know, let me know what you think of everything, you know, and it's a great app, I have to say. But regarding running and empty, make sure you fuel your day with water, make sure you eat healthy food, you know, because you have, if you don't do that, then you're, how are you going to function correctly? It's just like a car. You're not going to run it on empty with no fuel. You're not going to run it without no oil, and you're not going to run it without no water. So the same for your body as well. And what I say to you right now is that I might do another recap of this one, but continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out your bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. Thank you for listening. I'm out. Hello, welcome to another edition of Habit Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules, and I did skip yesterday, so my apologies for those of you that are listening and looking in, you know. So I'm just going to discuss basically today. I am actually just testing out using a hands-free wireless headset to see how we get on with background noise during an audio podcast. Okay, I like to just do things as more or less as live as possible. So being in a fact of being in a fact, but being in a place where when I first started, I actually started doing live Facebook all the time. I was doing a live Facebook, and sometimes I could talk forever about different subjects. But today I'm just going to talk about the fact that we're living in a fake reality in the sense that people are, we're doing this for a little while now, but it's got kind of out of control. I've seen shows on TV where people are going out of their way to change their appearance and make themselves look a certain way to take a picture. But yet, obviously, as we all know, social media does pay. If you have hundreds of thousands of little fans liking everything you're doing and sending you money and gifts, it does pay. At the same time, what example are we setting for our young people? Because they go out and do the same thing. And if you haven't watched the video, suicide was the answer, then you need to make sure that you watch that. You need to actually watch that video. It's on my YouTube, and the link's in the description, so in the description of my profile on here. So have a watch and get at me with some feedback on that one. But in regards to this, it's just so loud. Just be yourself. Be yourself because you're unique. No one else is the same as you. So why are you going to go and change your image to impress others, to feel accepted into society? It's not necessary. It's not needed. And really, it's so sad that people are buying likes, buying followers. You know, pretty much you can buy everything apart from comments. I haven't yet come across anyone that's been buying that you can actually buy comments. But it's possible. I can see why it ain't going to be the next thing. But you know, I might do a little hints and tips, which I've already done on my YouTube or Instagram regarding how it works and how people can actually benefit from Instagram with your business and so forth. And the little tips and tricks in regards to what people do to get likes, how you can get likes, how you can build up a following. You know, I've been on online media since 2000, but what I want to say to you right now is just appreciate the person that you are. Because if once you appreciate yourself, other people will appreciate you, and once you love yourself, others will love you because, you know what? Energies. It's all about energy. All different types of energy frequencies and that. And if you've got a good vibe about you, other people are going to be drawn in like a magnet towards you. You know? So what I will say to you is continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe is an achievement. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. And share. Hello and welcome to another edition of Make a Habit Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules, and all I can do is apologize for yesterday. I was meant to do a podcast, but somehow it never happened. I did, however, do an online or Facebook Live on actually my Facebook page and my profile, including a group which is on Facebook, Facebook group. I believe it's Black Business Facebook group. It was what I did. And all I can say is, you know, sometimes in life, you know, when you're just changing, you're making new habits, it doesn't always go according to plan, but you just got to keep pushing. You just got to be yourself and continue on and keep pushing for success. Keep pushing for nothing more but that success. And you know what? You have to own up to failures because, like, for me, I ain't where I want to be. So therefore, every time I'm not where I want to be and I'm starting something new that's not exactly the plan, to me, that's a failure. I failed miserably, and that just keeps me pushing. It doesn't let me, it doesn't stop me, it doesn't hold me back. All I do is just keep finding a way to keep moving forward, you know, to the left, to the right, even backwards, whatever. As long as there's movement, it's all good. So that's my message for you today. This movement, keep it moving. Just keep it moving. Do more, be more. Because you know what? If you keep on moving, there's no way you can go wrong. Because you're learning every step of the way. You're learning whether you go backwards, you're learning whether you go forwards, learning if you go left, right. You know, as long as you're moving and you're not standing still, there's progression. And that means you're actually achieving, you know. Whether you're failing, because, you know, there's certain people that say, fail your way to success, like Will Smith says. You know, there's so many people that said it. And that was just one of a few, you know. Tony Robbins has said it, Les Brown has said it. All pretty much most motivational speakers will talk up to you about failure is really something that you have to go through in order to gain success, and it's not a bad thing. We learn from it and we grow from it. So when I really think about it now, when I think about it, I'm like, what is it that I'm doing wrong? But you know what, it's nothing wrong. You know, in school they didn't teach you that failure was a good thing, but it's actually great. Fail away. That means you're progressing, you're learning, and you can just cross it off the list. And you know, so in some occasions you can actually, most of the time, it would be really great if you just learn from others. Learn from their failures so you don't make the same same mistakes. You know, and just keep it moving. Just keep it moving. And as much as I see life as simple as possible, make it as simplicity as I can, sometimes in life I find it difficult. You know, I'm only human, but you know what? Continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out your bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe it's achieved. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. And honesty is the best policy. Like, share, subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel. All the links are in my profile, and I'll be doing another podcast shortly. Thank you for listening. Welcome to another edition of Make a Habit Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules, always Andrew J. Jules. And I will be looking to add a new part of make a habit motivation, which will be the, well, it will actually be the project that I'm working on at the moment. It's called Don't Let the Streets Control You, which is a youth initiative project to be rolled up and down the country. If you want to know more about that, just type, well, the links is all available in the description really, but if you wanted to just go straight to it, it is gofundme.com/youth solution. That's youth as in y-o-u-t-h solution, s-o-l-u-t-i-o-n, youth solution. Or you could just type make a habit, make a habit, m-a-k-e-a-h-a-b-i-t, make a habit. So then I'm just going to quickly talk to you, you know, keeping it short and sweet. What is it that motivates you? Because you know what? Everyone's motivation is very different. Some people find it really difficult to get motivated and the only motivation for them is money. Other people's motivation is family. What is your motivation? My first thing that motivates me is definitely my family. You know, and one thing I notice in life that the majority of us all do is we take things for granted. And what I want to say to you right now is don't take anything for granted in life. Life is so short. If you have children, appreciate them, love them unconditionally and do everything you can for them. And most importantly, don't force them to live your dream because you never lived your dream. You know it's a motivational recording, isn't it, right? Don't force them to live your dream because there's so many parents out there that allow their dreams to disappear and then resurface again when their children come along and they'll be getting them to want to be a dentist, a model, a beautician, an athlete, you name it, they want them to be it. And that child may not actually want to do that. You may just stunt their growth in regards to what they want to do, knocking away their sole purpose in life and distracting them away from what they really should be doing in their life rather than what they don't really want to be doing just because you've wanted to do it. Okay, fair enough. Some of you may be like, well, it wasn't me that told them to do it. They just wanted to do it. Like for me, I'm a football coach, level one. My father's a football coach. And I didn't think to myself, he didn't push me to, no way did he push me because he left my life when I was 3 years old, put it that way. So there was no way he told me, be a football coach. It was just more or less, might as well say it was in my DNA. But what I want to say to you, is just do what's right. Do what's necessary. Do more, be more. And do what's necessary is actually what the video is today, a Make a Habit motivational video on YouTube, which was recorded, filmed live on Facebook Live, and now it's up on my YouTube, or it's on my Facebook. So whichever one you want to go to, the link is in my description of my profile. And thank you. Continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, impatient, and believe, vision, achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. I'm out. Welcome to another edition of Make Habit Motivation. I'm just going to briefly talk to you about when you're out and about within your home, your relationship, out in society, out just walking down the road. Do you know, I go in so depth. Society, what am I on about that? But you know what? With these videos that I'm doing, daily motivational videos on YouTube and Facebook and now Minds, with the podcast, I'm going to do a little something different. I'm going to just talk about it. I'm going to change it up even more. And actually being more reachable in the sense that I'm not just solely just talking about motivation, I'm more talking about myself in general. So in regards to me, like I was watching TV, you know, with the family and that, and I'm hearing like the brain sees what it wants to see, and then a scenario happens where you're walking past somewhere. I'm going to go into the details of it because you never know who's listening, but I'm walking past and, but cut a long story short, you say, for example, you walk past the houses and you tend to do certain things normally and you walk past a car, you don't think nothing of it because you see everything your brain pictures it's seen before, so it fills out the blanks. This is the reason why certain things actually happen, and sometimes people don't actually be aware of it, no matter how observant you are, because your brain fills in the blanks. It's like when someone spells a word incorrectly and you fill out the blanks to make the word spell. You must have seen it come across these little puzzles and stuff to say, to trick you, your brain, to show you that your brain sees different images. Like from when you see a light image, two images in one, what image do you see first? You know, and this is amazing that the brain actually sees what it wants to see, and we can use that to our full advantage. And the fact is, you have to be listening and being aware of your surroundings, because God talks to you. Like, just be quiet and listen and hear. You know, some people say you're schizophrenia, you're crazy, you're mad, but that's just a load of rubbish. Everyone hears voices in their head, and if they don't,
God knows they must be dead. The point is that you need to be more conscious and aware of your surroundings. And like I said, I was watching a show and it said, your brain sees what you want to see. And I do the same routine. I don't do the same routine. I switch it up. Let's be real with it. I switch it up all the time. But sometimes even I don't see certain things. And it just shows you to be more vigilant and have your eyes open. Because what you feel is there isn't always there. And you just look about where you're walking around. Even in your home. In certain situations, certain people live a certain way. And they switch off and don't realize that they're living in clutter. Because their brains just absorbed it and acknowledged it and it's fine with them. And then there's other people that will come in and see it differently. It's like there's certain buildings that are done. Like, for example, say the Shard. For some people, it's pleasing on the eye. And for others, it's like an eyesore. So there you go. So everyone sees things very differently. That's a good example. But what I will say is that our brains is capable of so much more. And as time goes on, I will reveal more and more insight into my understandings and my findings with you, the audience. So listen, share, you know, and favorite the podcast, because I'm going to be doing it daily as much as I can, make a habit of it. And I will just leave you on, continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out your bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, make a habit in God. And also make sure you switch over to my YouTube channel, where I've dropped a video which was a Facebook Live, and I've also put it out on YouTube, and it's basically Don't Be Mad at the World. And it's also got a little snippet of a response regarding Safari with revealing with leaking his nudes, which I only found out recently, which is about 4 weeks ago. And it just shows you the world isn't as small as we think it is. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back again with another Make a Habit podcast motivation, or Make a Habit motivation podcast. Hey, good evening. After that young lady has been murdered in Tottenham on Monday night, 17 years old, didn't get to live her life, you know, that's real sad. Let's make a habit motivation, as you know. I'm just really fed up with it. I mean, how much are we going to march, like, until our legs drop, you know, until we're on our knees crawling? It's just, we got to be, there's more to it. There's got to be more done. Marching is not enough, you know, and there needs to be structure. If you are going to march, there needs to be some kind of structure. For those of you that are not aware, started Don't Let the Streets Control You project, which we're raising $150,000 to go into the communities and to work side by side with the communities and the police. You know, there's good and bad police as well as there's good and bad people. You know, no one's perfect, but at the same time, to say that the police are the enemy is just, for me, I believe it's just incorrect in itself, and it's not really actually setting a good example for the young people, for them to be hearing that the police is the enemy, when it's really not that. It's more so the fact that we are to blame as a community, that we have not done enough to protect our young people and to continue to walk forward in the future, which is the young people. We need to be doing something about it. And yeah, it's great, there's marching going on, and right now as I do this audio, I'm watching Facebook Live, watching people in Tottenham where I grew up, you know, see them chatting away, and they're not even from the community. But as I said, a community does not mean you, it's just one borough. All together, we need to unite, you know, and form as one and work together to see what's the best methods in order to get the young people off the streets. But therefore, we need to have certain things in place for that to happen. There needs to be, if we're not able to get the government to fund our youth clubs, we need to fund our youth clubs. If we're not able to have a party that we can actually agree on and relate to, then we need to form our own parties and, you know, and get into government, get into parliament. Because at the end of the day, the only way things are really going to change if we go up and do it on a bigger scale and make things happen, you know. And that is, that's me right now. So this is where I'm coming from with it. Or, you know, sad to say, what's happening, it's real sad. There's another young man that was died within the same night, you know. And there's been how many, probably about 20-30 murders in a month alone, maybe more. Some of them ain't even recorded or mentioned, and if it wasn't for Facebook, we wouldn't even know these things are happening straight away, you know. But with thanks to social media, we now know what's happening. But we need to use the power of social media and, you know, and have some structure in what we're doing and have some understanding that these youth definitely need guiding, but we need to have structures and schools and things in place, not prisons and lynching and all kinds of madness. Like, to, you know, it's not going to help the situation, and sending them to war, to, I don't believe that's really going to help. It's not going to help, because the ones committing the crimes are victims in itself. They're a victim of society and society failing them just as much as the people that are innocent that are dying. It works both ways, you know, and that's my message to you for you today. And continue to make a habit, your great habits, knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, patient, and believers in the team. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. And my missus brought to my attention there's a petition going on, so I'm going to make sure that link is available off my link in my profile, so you can sign a petition to have a curfew so young people is off the streets. You know, and I'll see you tomorrow with another audio broadcast. Thank you for listening, and, you know, make sure you share this audio and go on my timeline on Facebook. You know, the links will be available anyway. You know, it's easy to find what I'm doing and what we are doing as a collective. Thank you.
Hey, welcome all. It's been a few days, probably 2-3 days I haven't been online. What? That's a lie. I've been doing daily motivation. So if you're looking for that daily motivation and you're wondering where am I, if you've just really just know me on the podcast, because it can happen, but I actually do live videos on every single day on different subjects. Most touching subject at the moment is the street crime that's happening in the UK, London, at the moment. So I've been Don't Let the Streets Control You project. But it's a little update just to let you know and to continue making a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. And stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, and achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. And I will be making a habit to just be putting out these podcasts much more. You know, more personal ones to let you know, a little bit more insight into the who I am, what makes me me, you know, like an onion, the layers that makes me me, you know. So thank you for listening, and look out for more. I just want to let you know I'm back again. I have done a welcome back and an update to let you know I'm back. I haven't really gone anywhere. I've just been doing a lot of lives on Facebook, doing my usual daily motivation on YouTube, motivational videos, and really just focusing on the Don't Let These Streets Control You project. So if you're not sure about that and want to know more, it's basically a youth solution kind of project. Well, it is a project in itself. And the link and inscription and everything is available. All you need to do is basically go on my actual profile here and click on a link, and it will take you to further links, which will basically explain everything to you in regards to what I do, why I do what I do, and, you know, keep it moving. But really, let's let you know now that I am intending to do daily, as I said before, daily Make a Habit Motivational podcasts. And I am going to be introducing another one soon, which will be another episode, which will be regarding, it'll be like a talk show. In fact, it will be a talk show. So look forward to that. That will be happening real soon. And like I said, this is a bit different from what I usually do. I'm just getting to grips with it, you know, and it takes a little while, so to speak. So I'm not going to say it takes a little while. I'm going to say I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make a habit out of it to regularly do podcasts. It's going to be a challenge. But I love a challenge. So what I will say, and I always love to say, is continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe it's an achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. Thank you. I'm out. Hey, welcome back, people. Welcome back. Like I said, I'm going to be going crazy with the podcast. I'll have a live show soon. And that just reminds me, I'm going to be doing a live, well, live, not a live show as such, but it'll be a talk show. It'll be a talk show podcast kind of show. You know, we're going to definitely go into that and do some of them. And the first one will be regarding, I ain't letting you know, you're just going to have to wait and see. What I'm going to say now is that I did a video today on YouTube. I've put it on YouTube. It's about basically what motivates you. What does motivate you? What keeps you motivated? What makes you motivated? What gets you out of bed? Why are you here? What is your purpose? Why do you do what you do? everyone has a different reason and a different agenda of why they do what they do, and reason why they wake up, the reason why they have children, the reason why they don't have children, you know, five different reasons. So I want to know a bit more about you. So leave a voice note. Let me know who you are, and why you do what you do, and what you want to achieve in life. And maybe, just maybe, we may be able to work together and make your dream become a reality. And, you know, I do life coaching. So if you are interested, leave a voice note and we can keep things moving. But I honestly do believe that one stream of income is just not enough. You need to have multiple streams of income. I'll repeat this, one stream of income is not enough. And if you want to know further, all you need to do is go on my YouTube channel and look for the Anthony Joshua inspired video, and that will get your brain ticking in regards to what I'm talking about. Because a lot of people go for a job and they be like, because that's what my mother did, that's what my sister did, that's what my brother did, you know, my auntie did, you know, I'm just using this as an example, I'm just saying. But for what, you know, just the same way you can go for a job, you can actually have a business. You can be self-employed, you know, and actually have multiple streams of income coming in. And many people do this, the wrong thing, or I'll call it the wrong thing, is they jump ship and they don't even have the other ship ready, loaded and fully, you know, prepared to start generating you an income. And that's where people go wrong and start complaining that, you know, it's a scam and I'm not making any money. And I'm talking about network marketing. When you jump into being in a business, just like in any other business, you've got to make sure that you have your foundation solid and you know exactly what you're jumping onto. Because if you jump on and your foundations ain't solid, you're going to get yourself into debt. You're going to sink. And no one wants to be treading water. You want to be your head above the surface or even on the shore. And, you know, and that's where you really should be. And you know what? I've actually got a video that I've done that didn't go according to plan and my head's kind of chopped off. So I'm going to turn that into audio and you're going to be hearing that one real soon regarding what I'm talking about. But what I love to leave you with is continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe vision achievement to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. And I'll be doing another audio real soon. In fact, every day, daily. Just about going to be doing a podcast real soon, just keeping you updated. I did say I'm going to do it daily, so I'm do it whenever I'm able to and just make it a bit different. So at this moment, just out with the family, about to be doing a podcast very soon, so today. And today is the 7th of April, Saturday the 7th of April 2018. So yeah, I'll be going, yeah, doing one in a bit. Welcome to another edition of Make a Habit Motivational Podcast. Sometimes in life you just got to do what's necessary. And I've actually done a YouTube video on do what's necessary. So make sure you go on my YouTube channel. Link is available in my profile for here. If you just go through there, subscribe to my YouTube channel. And there's over like coming up to 200 videos. In total from Facebook and YouTube, there's over 300 videos, motivational videos. So definitely watch them. Let me know your thoughts. But you have to do what's necessary. You just got to do what, you know, sometimes in life you don't really like what you're doing, you know, but you've got to get it done because you know that it's going to lead you to where you really want to be. So that's my message for you today. It's, you have to, sometimes sacrifices have to be made, you know, in order to get to from A to B, in order for you to get to A to Z, however you like to put it. It has to be done. If you don't make the sacrifices, then you'll have to end up sacrificing later, and that's going to be more of a challenge because you've already created these bad habits. And I always say, continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one, and stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, achieve. And remember to be consistent, committed, and confident. And I seriously do live by that. And I want to know what affirmations you use, what motivational speakers you listen to, you know. Interact with me so I can get to know my audience. And I will just continuously do short segments here and there, you know, and see how we get on with that, you know. But thank you. And I'll be back again with another Make Happy Motivational podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Make Habit Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules. And I'll just basically discuss the distance to your reaching your actual goal in life. May not seem realistic. It may not seem possible. But you've got to keep digging deep and just continuously doing what you're doing, which is making a habit to continuously keep on reaching out and connecting and networking with whoever you need to in order to get to your goal. Because you know what? Nothing in life comes for free. You've got to fight for it. You've got to really want it. You've got to believe, vision, achieve it, and continue to make a habit out of your great habits. And knock out your bad habits one by one and stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, achieve. And remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. Because once you do that, you will reach your goal. You don't have to think anything of how you're going to get there. You just need to act now. Thank you for listening, and look out for more podcasts coming real soon, which will be available soon. I'm doing my best to do Make Habit Motivational audio every day, and it seems to be a challenge at the moment. I don't understand why it shouldn't be, but you know what, I'm just going to continue to make a habit of my great habits and knock out the bad habits. But you know what, in regards to all of that, I'm going to stop this recording and I'll do another one soon.
Welcome to another edition of Make Habit Motivation. The latest thing on the people's lips is the war. The war in Syria, the war on chemical warfare. Do you know what? We're all going to die at some point. It's inevitable. Live your life. We're all going to die. So whether we die all together, like I had a conversation today with one lady, it's all good, because it's that's what's promised. We will die. So get over it. Get on with your life. You know, anytime there's war, it just generates income. It just generates money. You know, either way, it's just, it ain't beneficial for us. Why do we want people to be dying? You know, but at the same time, just get on with your life. Make the most of it. Spend time with your loved ones, your family, your friends, your children. Obviously, in whatever order feels you see fit. But I will say to you right now, I've put out a few videos this week. In fact, scrap that. I do daily motivation, make a habit motivation. I want to thank everyone that's listening to my podcast. If you haven't listened and you're the first time listening, thank you. Make sure you go through in your own leisure and listen to the different audios on different subjects. I make this one personal, you know, my throat's a bit dry at the moment. I'm just going to continue to talk. I'm going to make it short and sweet. I will be doing a podcast live show soon. Real soon. Just getting it ready, you know. So I am just like fueled up and ready to go. If you ever feel down, let's get some motivation. You can listen to me. You can listen to other people. You know, that is really what it is. Motivating yourself, empowering yourself, inspiring yourself, encouraging yourself, and self-talk. And telling yourself that you are great, you're amazing what you do. Everything you do, what you stand for is amazing. And don't think that you won't be able to get out of what you're in right now, because only you have the keys to unlock the doors, to bring yourself out of the heartache, the drama, the politics, the confusion, you know, the controversy, whatever it may be, you name it, you can get yourself out of. Continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, achieve. And remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back again. We're just going to keep on pushing to get daily Make a Habit Motivational podcasts every day, if not one, two, or three. Thank you for listening.
Yo, I'm back again with another edition of Make a Habit Motivation. And I just want to let you know that until you really believe that you will achieve, you will not achieve. You will not achieve nothing in life. Unfortunately, that's just how it is. Do more, be more. And the funny thing is, people go into business and they don't actually think that they're going to generate an income. They don't actually believe they're going to be in profit in the next few days, weeks, months, or a year. And believe it or not, sadly enough, that is the case. And many people set up business, set up shop, and eventually close down business within a couple of months, a year, or 2 years down the line, 5 years down the line. And believe it or not, and the reason being, before I even say believe it or not again, is because they didn't have a projection. They didn't have a vision. And they certainly didn't put pen to paper down on what their plans were and their goals. And their, you know, and this is something that, as much as I talk about it, I now also write down is more than I did before in regards to what I want in my life and how, what I want to achieve. Because if you don't have stuff, you don't have goals, you don't have deadlines, you don't have milestones, and you don't even have a dream, then what are you doing it for? Because you're never going to know if you've really reached your targets and you've met the where you was planning to go. You don't jump in a car and just drive it straight, do you? You think and you map it out and you know that in order for you to get to your destination, there's going to be a left, there's going to be a right, there might be a reverse, there might be a break, you know, in between. But the point is, you know that once you jump in, that you're going somewhere in your life, right? So when you jump into the vehicle that is in your business, you know that this business is going to take you to A to B to Z, right? A to Z. Well, you definitely know that. So therefore, why haven't you planned ahead of time where you know that, okay, I've achieved X amount? Say, for example, we're talking in money. You've started the business off and you spent what? You spent nothing next to £100. It's possible. And then you predicted that you're going to make in the next 6 months, 1,000. The next year, 12,000. The following year, you're going to make 20,000. You see, the thing is, if you have these figures in your head and you know that you don't make the target, then you know that you're not really achieving what you set out to achieve. And this is just a simple example. So therefore, my reasoning with you is that you're probably just distracted with life and distracted with a whole heap of rubbish like TV, radio, newspapers, on watching other people live their life. Now start living your life and see where that gets you. Check out my YouTube channel, check out my Instagram and my Facebook. You can find me everywhere online, and continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe it's an achievement. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. And I'll see you again with another Make a Habit Motivation podcast. Hello, good morning, and welcome to Andrew J. Jules' Morning Affirmations. Thank you for listening. Please be aware that you should do this without no distractions. Memorize what I'm about to say to you. This is the most powerful thing you could possibly do in the morning in order to have the things that you've always wanted. Think about all of the things that you want and that you deserve and that you desire, and that you shall have it. It is important that you do this before you open your eyes, that you think and you see yourself receiving, that you visualize every single word that I say as I speak, that you take into account that all these things can happen to you and will happen to you as long as you believe. Everything you ask for, you can receive. So think about all the things that you want, rather than all the things that you don't want. It is so important that you take into account that you do this every single day and you never fail without doing this. Very important that you do not have your phone next to you, that you're looking at social media, that you just focus on this recording. So I would advise you to save this recording somewhere else that is accessible to you without any internet access, and that you can listen to this recording over and over again until you've memorized it and you've made your own affirmations. It is very, so very, very, very important that you take into account what I'm saying to you. If you want the things that you desire, you have to believe it. Once you believe it, you can achieve it. Everything started from the mind first, and in the morning is the most powerful time you could possibly get yourself, your subconscious mind, to kick into gear, to tell it exactly what you want, and you shall receive it. So be very careful on what thoughts are going on in your mind. Make your mind clear, relax, take a deep breath, and now we shall begin. It is so important that you relax. Let your body be free. Let your arms relax. Relax from the top of your body, down from your head, from your top of your scalp, throw to your eyes. Let your eyes relax. It's important that you take into account what I'm saying to you. It's so important. So, so important. Because if you are doing this and you've just woken up, your body and your mind is at ease. Just relax. Take deep breaths in and just relax. It's okay to fall asleep, back into sleep. It's okay. It's absolutely okay to fall back to sleep. Just keeping yourself slightly aware of your thoughts and your actions. If you give gratitude, as you think of the loved ones that you have in your life, and maybe some people may have passed, but just think of them in the positive, most powerful way. Hug, kisses, and just appreciate, and just reach out and grab them and hug everyone that means the world to you. Let go of anything or negative energy or anything that bothers you or anyone that's upset you in your life or upset you yesterday or upset you a few hours ago, depending on how long you've been sleeping and you've woken up. Now I'm going to go into some morning affirmations. Take a deep breath in and exhale out. Relax and exhale out. I have all the power within me to earn as much money as I choose. I am constantly in the right vibrations to earn money. Money flows to me from known and unknown sources. Money is easy to earn and attract. I have all the intelligence I need to make my fortune. Earning money comes easy to me as I deserve all the money I want. I constantly use money wisely. I now have absolute certainty in my ability to generate the income I choose. Once I choose my financial goals, I achieve them. Money is everywhere and I find it with ease. I now release any negative thoughts and feelings or associations with money. I now give myself permission to earn as much money as I choose. I now live, feel, and expect an abundance of money. Take a deep breath in and release. It is easy for me to earn lots of money. It feels so good earning the amounts of money I choose. I now have all the confidence and certainty I need to earn as much money as I want. I now have a multi-millionaire mindset. I am so grateful for who I am becoming, so I can earn whatever amount of money I choose. I now release any negative experiences that I have had in the past with money. Making lots of money is so much fun. I constantly use money wisely. I now have absolute certainty in my ability to generate the income I choose. I now live, feel, and expect an abundance of money. It is easy for me to learn how to earn lots of money. It feels so good earning the amounts of money I choose. I now release any negative experiences that I've had in the past with money. The more I give, the more I earn. I constantly take advantage of the right opportunities to earn lots of money. I now release any emotions and negative people that may have hindered me from earning all the money I can in the past. I think and feel and act rich because I am. I deserve to earn all the income I choose and I am capable of earning. I am so happy and grateful that all these beliefs about money are true right now, and they are. I am now fulfilling my financial destiny to be rich. I deserve all the money I want and I constantly use money wisely. I am committed, determined, and passionate about what I do. I have absolute certainty in my ability to generate any amount of income I choose. I now have all the resources I need to become a multi-millionaire. I have great abundance flowing into my life, which affords me every luxury that I desire. I am powerful and resourceful, creator attracting all the wealth and opportunity I want. I deserve happiness and prosperity. I easily accomplish all of my financial goals. I now have complete freedom over my time. I have absolute certainty in my ability to generate any amount of income and revenue I choose. You have the power within you to have everything you've always wanted and desired in your life. There's nothing stopping you but you. So let yourself go, let yourself breathe, let yourself know that you can achieve all the things that you've ever wanted in your life that you can have. As while you are breathing, you have the ability to have these things. Be careful what you think of, because they will become your reality. So think about all the things that you want. Make sure when you listen to this recording again that your mind is at ease. Relax and let everything flow through you. You have the ability to have all of the things that you ever desired. All of the bills that you have, they have gone. All of the negative emotions and feelings and attachment of money, let it go. You are strong, you are powerful, you are abundant, you are prosperous, you are powerful. You can have all these things. But it is important that you take into account that you must let go of any negative energy, any self-doubt, any kind of grudge or kind of anger towards anyone that you have not achieved these things before. Once you let go and surrender your ego, these things shall happen. You have the power and the ability to have anything you want in your life. Please be careful on what you do think about what you want, and make sure that you listen. I've been doing this for some time now, and I've stumbled across these affirmations. These affirmations are very powerful, but you have to make them your own. Nothing will come into fruition if you allow yourself to be affected by anything on the outside, external or internal things or feelings or emotions. You are powerful. Just repeat that with me. You are powerful. You can help so many people. We are brought into this world to find our own path and destiny and purpose. So it's up to you to find out why you're here. You have the ability to change the world, have a stamp on it, have an effect on it, but you cannot change or create the feelings and thoughts that you would like in somebody else. All you can do is have a positive, powerful impact on the people around you and the people that you encounter every single day. When you walk around, see an opportunity, see people, embrace the people that you see, you say hello, you welcome them, you show them love and affection, and let them know that they are appreciated. You do not go out there and get angry with the world, because nothing has done anything wrong to you. You are the one responsible for everything that happens in your life, that's happened in your past and happens now. I know it might sound weird and strange, but as you get on through life, as you listen to this note, voice recording that I have done, that you'll come to your awareness that it really is down to you. To make your world a better place, it boils down to you. No one can stop you from thinking. No one can stop your thoughts. And the most powerful system in the world is thoughts. Thoughts are more powerful that end through life and time, existence, and it's eternal. Your energy is something that no one can stop from what's happening from within. You have the ability to train yourself, to power yourself up through meditation, through chanting, through self-love, through caring for yourself, through loving yourself, knowing that you are worthy, knowing that you are strong, knowing that you are powerful, knowing that you can heal yourself, knowing that you love yourself and take care of yourself, that you can have all the things that you've ever desired in your life. Continue to make a habit out of your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one, and stay positive, productive, and patient. And believe, vision, achieve. That you can believe that you will have all the things that you've ever desired in your life.
it is important that you take into account that you stop blaming anyone and remember that you have the power to have the things that you want. So all you need to do is repeat this process every single day. Before you open your eyes, before you say hello to your loved ones, before you interact with your phone and social media, before you do anything, the most important thing you could possibly do is keep your eyes closed, focus, relax, even let yourself fall back to sleep. But remember, if you do this every single day, the things that you want will happen. It will happen without you even realizing. And then once your subconscious and your conscious are in line with one another, and your thoughts and your words match one another, and your actions also are in the same frequency as your thought and your mind and your subconscious, because anything that you give and say must match your emotions, your energy, right through to your subconscious. Your subconscious only understands energy and only understands good vibes and frequency. So relax, let yourself take in what I'm saying to you, add your own affirmations in, own it, and you will have the life that you've always wanted. Thank you for listening. Please share, listen to my other voice notes and recordings. Motivation is so important. It's needed every single day, like Zig Ziglar said. Motivation is something that you cannot just start today and let go tomorrow. It's something that should be a part of your life from now till you're no longer of this world. Thank you for listening. And this is something that really works well with me. And if you really take this on board, this will do wonders in your life.